With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. CIFA President Alfredo Whitaker says the 2024-2025 season proved something powerful. Caymanian talent can lead from the front. In a year marked by growth on the pitch and delays off it, Whitaker singled out the undefeated run of Elite Sports Club, led by coach Dion Brandon, and powered by a squad made up of mostly Caymanians, as a defining moment.
It's remarkable what has been done by coach Dion Brandon with his elite team. He's one of the team that playing with almost, I would say, 80% of only Caymanians that are on top of the league. They're undefeated, they score lots of goals, they receive small percentage of goals, and that is screaming to us that we do have how to compete with our local players. They won the league last season, they're looking very strong this season. So that is something that really, really, really make me happy.
With many of Elite's players also representing the under-17 and under-20 national teams, Whitaker says the message is clear. We're not just participating, we're building something real. Cayman Cricket President Alessandro Morris says 2026 will be a year of structure, strategy, and serious investment in the sport's future.
Youth development is our number one priority. We are strengthening pathways from grassroots to national representation and a better coaching structure, clearer age group competitions. And we want to focus on the long-term player development, not just short-term results, you know, because cricket now is a way of life and a lot of folks now are looking at it as a career path. And it's our job to make sure we put those structures in place to allow that to happen.
From grassroots to national representation, Morris says the Federation is strengthening coaching systems, refining age group competitions, and building a more professional environment for athletes who now sees cricket as a viable career path. Women's cricket is also high on the agenda. Morris says it's equally critical for them.
We are committed to creating more consistent playing opportunities, stronger support system, and a clear pathway for the women and girls to progress in the sport. Growing women's cricket is not optional for us. It's essential to the growth of cricket. And this is something we want to pay a lot of attention to in 2026.
As Cayman cricket looks ahead, the message is clear. Development just isn't a goal. It's a game plan. Cayman Squash President Janet Sersing says 2026 will be a defining year for the national program, with eyes firmly set on Paraguay. Speaking about the upcoming international calendar, Sersing confirmed that the Pan Am Championship in Paraguay will serve as the qualifier for the 2027 Pan American Games. And for the first time, Cayman is aiming to earn its place.
We have the standard Caribbean Championships. In addition to that, in Paraguay, we have the Pan Am Championships, and that will be the qualifying event for the Pan Am Games for 2027. So that is part of our work on the overall fitness and agility and strength of the team, because we would like to qualify for the Pan Am Games in squash for the first time during the Paraguay event. So that is one of the main focus.
In addition to the Pan Am push, Cayman's juniors will head to Trinidad for the Caribbean Squash Championships, while Jamaica will host the senior edition. Preparations are also underway for the CSE Games, where Cayman previously medaled in doubles, a result Sersing hopes to repeat. CIBA President Colin Anglin says 2026 is already off to a powerful start, with record-breaking youth participation and a renewed push for a permanent home for Cayman basketball. While the National Men's League tips off in a few weeks, Anglin says the real heartbeat of the sport is in the youth leagues.
The most exciting part for me is seeing our young ones, our little ones, just get out there and give it their all. You know, they are the purity, they are the innocence of the sport, and you just got to love it. You got to love seeing them get out there.
This year's numbers back that up. A record 32 boys and girls teams are registered in the primary school league, with another 23 teams set for the under-14 division. The primary league tips off next Friday, followed by under-14 the week after. Anglin says the growth is inspiring, but it also highlights a critical need. With more teams and games than ever before, CIBA is now prioritizing infrastructure.
This also shows why we really need our own home. So this year, that's also another big focus for us, to be able to get our own venues, because we really appreciate all the organizations that are helping us and supporting us. But the demand is outweighing the supply. And so we need to create some more venues that we can have these games when we need to have them.
As the Federation looks to expand access and opportunity, Anglin says the goal is clear. More venues, more games, and more chances for young players to learn discipline, teamwork, and resilience on and off the court. In other local sports, Cayman sailors may be competing on international waters, but back at home, the race is just as real. National sailing coach Raf Harvey says the biggest challenge remains access to consistent, high-level fleet racing, something the island simply can't replicate.
Like most competitive athletes on island, Cay sailors face the lack of big fleet racing week in, week out. That's one of the areas that we've always struggled in. The only way to remedy that is to hop on a plane and get that competition.
Despite the financial hurdles, Harvey says Cayman's athletes continue to train hard and find creative ways to stay sharp. He adds that they continue to push on, a quiet nod to the resilience behind every result. And Cayman's young taekwondo athletes are making waves on the international stage. 12 competitors from the Cayman Islands Taekwondo Federation travel to Salt Lake City for the AAU Nationals, each returning with at least 2 medals. Federation President Nye Henry says it was a major milestone.
We came back with many medals. Each athlete came back with 2 medals minimum. We had 3 athletes that came back with 3 medals. So they've competed in forms, which is also known as pumse, and also sparring. A lot of others competed in board breaking and speed kicking.
Henry says the next big goal is Olympic qualifications for 2 age-ready athletes and building a national team to compete abroad. But funding remains a challenge, and the Federation is calling on the community to help support Cayman's rising stars. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.